everyone, and thanks for tuning in. Welcome to your daily dose of international yachting, sailing, and boating news for Thursday, May 19th. If you like what you see or hear, please do subscribe. If you have a story or a suggestion, please do feel free to reach out to us at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. Now for the news. Shocking results from a research survey recently conducted on crew for UK fishing boats. Tales of 20-hour shifts, pay of £3.50 an hour, racism, sexual abuse, and physical abuse. According to a new study, one-third of migrant workers are being exploited and abused on board UK fishing vessels. Recruitment for these jobs are mainly done in the Philippines, Indonesia, Ghana, Sri Lanka, and India. And once hired, the crew are issued seafarer transit visas. The visas will tie them to the employer that hired them. And as the visas are based on the fact that the vessel operates wholly or mainly outside UK territorial waters, the crew have no legal right to enter the UK when returning to port, forcing them to live on board the boats for up to a year, despite unsuitable accommodation on board. The Fishermen's Welfare Alliance and the International Transport Workers Federation have called for the closure of the loophole that allows transit visas to be used on fishing vessels. It seems that Russian fuel cargo is still being accepted in the UK, as long as the cargo is not on a Russian vessel. The UK will not be able to phase out the imports of Russian oil until the end of the year, meaning foreign flag vessels with Russian fuel cargo can continue entering UK ports for the purpose of unloading. It seems that Greenpeace has taken exception to this, and over recent weeks, several ships have had to alter their course after protests at both EU and UK ports have blocked their way. The latest protests prevented a Greek-based tanker carrying fuel cargo from Russia from entering the Navigator Terminal Thames site in Essex on Sunday. But by Monday, the site had been cleared with 15 arrests made. Seafarer groups have won the right to mandatory social connectivity for crews, including internet access, but may end up having to pay for it. The latest changes to the Maritime Labour Convention sees internet access as a mandatory provision. However, ship owners are insisting that they should be able to limit access and charge seafarers for the privilege. The seafarers group lobbied to ensure that any charges levied remain an exception, and if charges are imposed, they are reasonable. They also encouraged governments to increase internet access in ports and associated anchorages without cost to seafarers. According to the Italian media, the 27-meter motor yacht Nassim caught fire and sank late on Thursday, May 12th. The incident took place 5 miles off the coast of Santa Maria di Lucca, with Coast Guard having rescued all crew on board. The cause of the fire remains unknown, and while the Coast Guard has been busy investigating the surrounding area affected by the fire, the Maritime Authority has opened an investigation. A school principal in New Zealand has found a way to inspire the next generation of sailors. Principal Greg Allen purchased 6 old sailing yachts for a grand sum of $100 and set about teaching the kids how to restore them. Pupils learned how to do water blasting, fixing fiberglass, timber, and painting. Once the boats were deemed seaworthy, the sailing lessons began. The takeaway for the students: teamwork is important, as if you don't work as a team, it will take a lot longer. And after a few hours on the lake, these 12-year-olds all figured they were expert sailors. Of course, we tend to feel we're pretty expert when we're younger. This has been your daily dose of yachting, sailing, and boating news for Thursday, May 19th. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you heard or saw, please do hit the subscribe button. And if you have any suggestions, questions, or news that you would like to share, please send us an email at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. My name is Rhea. I have been your host, and I will see you back here tomorrow morning at 0600 CET, midnight EST. And I hope you all have an amazing day.